What a heartbreaker tonight.
Yeah, that's about all you can really say about it. You know, 15 points going into the fourth and just a complete meltdown. So, you know, it was nothing that we just didn't – we didn't have any composure in that fourth quarter. They sped us up. We tried to, you know, play with it, and they forced us into a lot of bad decisions in that quarter. And talked about momentum being a tricky thing with high school kids, and if you capture it at the right moment, anything can happen, and it sure did for them tonight.
It did. I mean, what's so heartbreaking about this? You guys did everything right. You guys were ahead about 31 and a half minutes of this game. And what was it, something that they did a little bit in the fourth quarter that was a little different? Was it their full court pressure?
Yep. I mean, pretty much. I mean, that's what you can probably, you know, attribute, you know, their run on, because they pressed us and we just started turning the ball over through weak passes. A lot of things that were uncharacteristic for that many times in a row. And when you only have two timeouts, it's kind of hard to waste them both, you know, right there at the beginning of the fourth quarter. But then, you know, it just – they captured the momentum, and they got points off the press and a bunch of fouls and free throw shots. And then, you know, we couldn't keep the ball in front of us there because we weren't running any offense. They were on offense, it seemed like, the whole fourth quarter. And so the turnovers, they are a problem creator, you know, and they created some problems with their press, and we played right into it. We were not smart with a lot of our passes, it's pretty unfortunate that it ended the way that it did.
You can't couldn't ask for a better start. You're up 12-0 to start this game, and all it came down to is ball movement and rotation and flashing to the basket there. You're getting layups from Lawson, getting layups from Jackson there in that first quarter.
Yeah, it's amazing what happens when you do move the ball. You play in space. You take the opportunities that are given to you. It's amazing what can happen, but we didn't get a chance to do that in the fourth quarter. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, heck, it seemed like we were only down there like four times. So that's just that's something that needs to be improved as we go forward. That comes with a lot of playing, you know, in the off season and just getting a comfortable handle on the ball. And that's pretty much what I got.
He had a big night there from Alex Tarango. I know he did a pretty good job on defense, but his threes looked pretty good. He had a couple of them there in that second and third quarters, I thought were big, momentum changers when Holcomb was starting to make some runs there in those periods.
Yeah, he did. He kept them off of us and kept our lead. Really shot the ball with confidence, and he's been doing such a good job over the last month, I'd say, of focusing in on his, you know, on how he's shooting at the release, and it's paid off for him. You know, another kid who plays his butt off. He plays a lot. He plays in the summertime. And, you know, you like to see, you know, kids like that, you know, have those moments.
Did you feel like the game was really starting to kind of turn when Avery Knoll fouled out there?
Yeah, I mean, he's a big part of what we do. He's a guy that gives us extra possessions, whether that be steals or offensive rebounds. He's a guy that never stops cutting. So he finds himself open a lot because he has a lot of energy out there. And, you know, when he went out, it's hard. It's really difficult for a kid that's been sitting on the bench for a really long time to come in a moment like that. And so there were probably some jitters out there, and rightfully so. Something like that in the fourth quarter is never on one guy, two guys, three guys. It's a collective unit that, you know, allowed us to get into that position, and they capitalized it, you know, on it in a big way.
We saw Dylan. I thought he probably played one of his better games tonight, that he didn't score a whole lot and just 2 points. He had that shot right at the end of the third quarter. But, you know, with times when he's really not had his shots all year, he's kind of forced them. But I really didn't see him force his shots much tonight.
No, he didn't. And that's key for him, to not get caught up in trying to do too much offensively when he doesn't have to. We had a lot of other guys that were getting, you know, easier buckets. And when you're – times called like Alex was tonight, you know, he was ready for it. He found himself open. Dylan, you know, obviously they were chasing off staggers pretty hard, so his moments were going to be limited. And you can't go into a game thinking you got to do something And we told them at halftime, you know, just continue to play good defense. You know, it doesn't matter. Your offense, it'll come when it's there. It does. If it doesn't come, continue to get stops. You know, get other guys out. Made a great pass to Jackson, you know, in that third quarter. Found him for a layup, you know, and that's what he's got. He's got good court vision. And, you know, he did not force things tonight. I thought Lawson did a great job energy-wise, you know, really crashing the boards hard, going to the basket. Put ourselves in a really bad spot, and unfortunately, we got to live with this one for quite a while, and it's a tough one.
Yeah, it's going to sting, especially off season, and hopefully for your players returning, this is one of those that can be a big incentive for next year. But as the season comes to an end, and I tell you what, when you have a fun group like this, you just hate the seasons that come to an end like this. And I tell you what, I love these kids to death here, and hate to see two seniors that have been with you for 3 years.
Yeah, it's definitely tough, you know, looking at them out there right now and kind of seeing the hurt that they're feeling. We're going through it together. We've went through a lot together, you know, all season long, you know, from early season tournaments to Sterling to car rides with them up to the girls' game last night. You know, you get to become part of these guys' lives. And so when somebody's hurting that you really care about, it hurts a little deeper. And, you know, it's no different for these guys, because the seniors have been a huge part of kind of getting us back into a competitive spot. You know, when they first started playing as sophomores, you know, we asked a lot of them when they were sophomores. And they've continued to grow, good attitudes, good work ethic. It's hard to see them finish like this. It is a part of sports, and it helps you grow if you look at it the right way. And we've got to take that and learn from it. And the guys that are coming back, you know, these are things that you take away and you let it, you know, kind of eat away at you for a little bit and decide, you know, how do I make it better? What do I do to, you know, to get better to where those moments aren't so big? You know, how do we have some composure in a moment where everything's, you know, falling apart? You know, who's going to regain that composure for us and get us back on the right track? And a big part of that's ball handling. And, you know, you can say what you want about it, but it is a vital part of the game, especially when you know, you're getting pressed like that. You'd like to have somebody give it, you know, kind of have a calming influence. I thought we just, you know, we floated away from the opportunity a little bit, you know, late when they started going on that run. Nobody wanted to mess up, you know. Nobody ever wants to make that mistake or be the next guy to turn the ball over. So just, you know, got to be a little bit better.
Well, thank you all season long, Coach. Appreciate everything. It's been fun covering you guys, as always. Great working with you, and thanks for putting up with me again all year. We'll see you around.
Yeah, we appreciate you, Adam. Thanks for everything.